You are tuned in to Ekne-Kron, a Death to the World podcast, done in conjunction with St. Timothy Orthodox Church in Lompoc, California. Recordings, lectures, and readings to inspire truth-seeking and soul-searching amidst a modern age of nihilism and despair.
The reading is from Death to the World, Issue 1, 1994. The Burning Beast. We recently received the following story about a living martyr named Monk Gabriel, who lives today in Georgia, a country near the Black Sea, which until not long ago had been under the yoke of communism. Last year, one member of our brotherhood went to Georgia and met this man and confirmed the truth of this account. 35 years ago, in the year that Stalin died, Father Gabriel was a very young hieromonk. Do you know the central square in Tbilisi? During the demonstration, the government speakers and the speaker's rostrum stood there, behind them on the building of the Executive Committee of the Communist Party. There always hung portraits of the party leaders in full figure, 2 floors in height. At the peak of the demonstration, when the entire square was packed with people, and while a member of the government was delivering a speech, suddenly, the gigantic portrait of Stalin burst into flames. Father Gabriel had gained entrance into the upper floor of the Executive Committee building, opened a window, and poured kerosene on the back of the portraits, and then set them on fire. Perhaps this is legend. Some things, of course, have been enshrouded by legend, but he burned the portraits. Lenin's portrait burned immediately, too. Horror came over the square. They all froze from fear, and everything became still. While the pictures of the leaders were in flames, from the second floor window, Father Gabriel gave a sermon, saying, "The Lord said, Thou shalt not make unto thee idols or any graven images. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I am the Lord your God. Thou shalt have no other gods. People, come to your senses. The Georgians have always been Christians. So why are you bowing down before idols? Jesus Christ died, and on the third day rose again. But your cast idols will never be resurrected. Even during their life, they were dead." It is impossible to imagine. How could they have let him utter another phrase? Evidently, he also said another phrase, and perhaps more. The doors of the Executive Committee building had been locked. He had entered the attic earlier, and sat there until the demonstration began. They brought him down, it is true, quick enough. They brought in some fire engines and raised ladders. But when they brought him down, the crowd fell upon him, breaking through the barricades. They kicked him, hit him with rifle butts, flailed him with fire hoses. They screamed, "Let me finish off that louse." Each person wanted to trample the enemy of the people underfoot with their shoes, to express their zeal. The firemen dragged him away. How is it that he was not shot? The reason they didn't shoot him is that they carried him off almost like a corpse. His face couldn't be made out. He was one bloody mess. His skull was fractured, and there were 17 fractured bones in his body. He lay almost unconscious for a month. But he was treated carefully, so that investigations could be conducted. It seemed that they were going to arrange a show trial, but they couldn't even get the condemned man onto a stretcher. He didn't respond to the treatment at all. The entire time he was at death's door, but he didn't die. This is what I was told. I had only just been born at the time. Beyond that, I do not know anything with certitude. Father Gabriel won't speak with anyone about it. Either it dragged on until the Khrushchev amnesties, or they tried for a long time to uncover a conspiracy, to get out of him the names of the conspirators. Then either he was certified as psychologically not responsible for his actions, or they helped him, or it became too unpleasant to the authorities. When within several years they released him, he was suspended from priestly ministry, not only in the church, but for 10 years' time. They wouldn't hire him anywhere. It is fortunate for him that there was a house, that he had a mother, the old woman who opened the gate for you. Both of them lived on his pension, since he was certified lunatic. He was allotted by the state 17 rubles a month. No one would let him into their house to earn a little money on the side. Everywhere people knew and were afraid of him. Neither he or his mother could appear outside in the daylight. If they did, the neighbors would let their dogs loose on them. At first he wandered among the villages and was hired to guard the vineyards or to tend the fire in churches. Then his mother became paralyzed from all the trauma and he could no longer go anywhere. For several years he could be found sitting at the portico of some church with an outstretched hand. Even priests threw him out. Only people who did not know him would give him anything. His acquaintances turned away from him or derided him. Father Gabriel was canonized by the Holy Orthodox Church and is now known as Saint Gabriel, the Fool for Christ of Georgia. O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, through the prayers of Saint Gabriel, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.